In an interview, there are a lot of things to consider for both parties on either side of the table. For the employer, they must contemplate if the candidate is the right fit for their business. And for the job seeker, they have to weigh whether the company is someone they want to work for. No matter if it's a video call or a face-to-face meeting, it's difficult to gauge what the person or business is all about in one meeting. But first impressions go a long way when job seekers choose to accept a position. There are plenty of red flags candidates should watch for in an interview, as well as green flags, which indicate this business could be an ideal match. Jennifer Westra is the team leader with Agilex office in Innisfil and offers a few pointers to those heading into an interview. The way they're treated in the interview is going to be a representation of how they will probably be treated in the job. It is a little bit of a window of how they operate there, Westra said. Things like constantly rescheduling an interview, a distracted interviewee answering calls or checking their phone, or the company identifying high turnover rate in the interview may be a warning sign of a less than ideal work environment. Although it's a brief meeting, this is a glimpse into their business, so if job seekers are uncomfortable or don't feel a connection in that first meeting, chances are things might not get any better if they accept a position. If that's the way they treat you in the interview, it's a red flag that they may treat others that way in the work environment, Westra said. It's up to the job seeker to decide whether that's something they would be okay with or not. Conversely, there are several indicators which candidates can use to tell if they've had a good interview. If an employer broaches subjects like availability, salary or hourly rate, or if they schedule you in for another interview, those are all positive signals of a great meeting. An interview goes a little longer than it was scheduled is usually a good sign, Westra said. Something has intrigued them, and they're probably asking a few more questions. Probably some that aren't even on their list. Sometimes at the end of interviews, employers take candidates on a tour of their business or facility, which is standard practice in some sectors. But in cases like a restaurant, a tour of the facility is almost a sure sign that you've made the short list. In the food and beverage industry, if they bring you back to the kitchen and start showing you stuff back there, that's usually a good sign, Westra said. Almost any of our candidates that have told us that, they've been hired. In this job seeker's market, candidates can afford to be picky when considering which employer they want to commit to. By watching for these red and green flags in your next interview, you'll be well on your way to a bright future. To speak to an Agilex employment coach, learn more at agilex.ca.